This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, there's the garage door going up. There it is. We're the door's all the way up almost here in the Auto World Plaza. There it is. Now let's get the open sign up and going. Get the lug wrench here to get the open sign. I had to put 6 lag screws in this open sign to make sure that we're open. We are, and welcome aboard. Welcome in to the Greasy Garage Studio, folks, in the Auto World Plaza. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to be along with you each and every week and each and every hour. And again, I want to salute you, our listeners, for taking your time out of your busy life to come with me on my journey each week here in Auto World. Not only Radio Land, but Internet Land and TV Land, Auto World. Yes, absolutely, even Facebook Land. we're in Facebook. Oh, did I forget about thank you for coming on the Instagram world with me too? Yes. If you go to Instagram, that account here is Auto World Media. You'll see a photo that I put up there concerning concept future plans, maybe that Mercedes-Benz is going to bring you, but pretty much it's the future and what's going on. What is going on? We don't really know, do we, until it's here. Once it's here, it's here. But I do want to thank you for taking your time into the future right now, each and every second that's the future. The future of autos, auto worlds, cars, trucks, motorcycles, snowmobiles. Oh, with that, the question of the month. What do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? The email, please do. This is for the whole entire month of Auto World. Send it your, what you think is the auto industry's greatest achievements. How do you do that? Our email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. You can Facebook message me. And you can also call me right here live today here in the Auto World Plaza, 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex is live also. He's hanging over that GCN 2800. Oh, yeah, mixer machine, making you sound good when you call in. So you might even sound better than you do in real life. So we're going to bring you into our life. You'll turn into a charter member, of course, at no cost. And I'll take your Visa, your MasterCard number, Discover card number, your Sears number. They're out of business. Anyway, no, I won't take any of your numbers because it's free. Your coupons never expire right here in Auto World, folks. That's right. Track temperature at this time here in Auto World is about 110 degrees, and we're getting warmer as we're going. And that's what it's all about. We're in sixth gear. We've pulled away from the curb. The curb feelers now are, you can't hear them because we're away from the curb. Good to have you along. So with that question of the month, what do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? I'm going to reach into my email bag here on the third hour. The crew has separated that question into a separate bag than we normally do. I have car questions and repair questions in the other bag that we're going to get to on the third hour here. For you folks that are taking us on a delayed station, thank you. And some of our affiliates do take Auto World different times, different days. You might be listening to me on your lunch hour. You might be listening to me in the morning right now having a cup of coffee, orange juice. You might be listening to me at midnight. That's great. Thank you. I appreciate you, like again, taking time out of your busy life. But it's a delayed time, and don't get mad. Let's get glad if you do call in at the number that I'm telling you to call in at, 855-660-4261, and no one's answering because you're delayed. Don't be mad. Let's get glad here in the Auto World Arena. In the Auto World Garage, the Greasy Garage Studio, email me. Please do. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. With that, what's going on in the third hour? We have got an Auto World little car fact coming your way. Something to do with buttons. Trivia. Oh, yeah, trivia. And, oh, I can't hardly wait to share this with you coming down the exhaust pipeline. Oh, no, it's called the Future Product Pipeline. Brand new segment here on Auto World. We have a lot of segments for you first-time listeners tuning in. We do a lot of shout-outs. We do trivia throughout each and every hour. Trivia, good, bad, or otherwise, new or old, and in the middle, we all have. We have auto racing news. We also have the word of the day sometimes. We share that with you, of course. What is it? The question of the week. Of course, we got the question of the month. Fast facts. What happened on this day in automotive history? See, Auto World is a radio show, internet podcast, Auto World Podcast. You can always go there, listen to the archives, and you can always go to GCNLive.com. Look for Auto World Radio. Click on that. You'll go back to the archives. You'll find out some fun later. You could listen to us anytime you want to. Auto World right here, and I do appreciate you doing that. Auto World is an interactive, informative, all things automotive, folks. All things automotive. If it's a rototiller, if it's a jet boat, an old 1967 Kawasaki dirt bike, I can help you. That's where it started for me back in the day. I'm an ASC certified master technician. My friends and I have been 40 plus years. That's all we did. I remember a good friend that might be listening today. He's living up in Washington area, and he's got his own repair shop doing quite well, fixing cars, helping people up in the Washington area. And with that said, machine shop and all. And we used to fly our little Cox airplanes, you know, the ones that were hooked to the string that we'd get dizzy because they had to go around and around and around and around because you're sitting there flying your Cox airplanes. I had to learn with my ears and with my sniffer, my nose, because we didn't get the fuel correctly mixed on those little plastic airplanes, it wouldn't fly. And as young guys, we said to ourselves, oh, yeah, the sound of that buzz was what it was all about. And that's when I knew and found out that mechanic is for me, becoming a technician, because I like the sound of engines. And by the way, the electric cars, I like the sound of the what? Oh, because that's a motor running. It's an electric motor. See, I've got a disease. It's called helping you fix your electric and your gas and your diesel. Rototiller, hey, those Cox airplanes, I guess I'm an antique, and those Cox airplanes are antiques today. So here in the third hour, we're going to start it right off the bat with a little trivia. 1962, first ever million year for a European car manufacturer is achieved by Volkswagen of Germany. Its popular Beetle, oh, we know the Beetle, is the largest selling import to the United States. Million year, they call it the millionth year. Sold a million of them. The Beetle, I never would have thunked it would have turned. It's air cooled. You know that. Maybe you didn't know that. Motor was in the back, of course, back in the early 50s. I think, don't quote me on this, I think it was 1953, maybe, huh? 52 and a half, 53, something like that. It's like the Ford Mustang was basically done in 1964 and a half. Let's go back to the Beetle. The Beetle wasn't a bug that you squash. It was a bug that you drove. It had an air-cooled engine in the back. I never would have thunked it that the Beetle in today's world would have been water-cooled with a radiator. But they are. No problem with that. We're going to go down the future product pipeline, of course, coming up in the third hour. We're going to take your emails. And with that, let's go into the repair bag of emails and get some cars fixed. Before we go into that question of the month, share with me, what do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Housekeeping, AutoWorldMedia.com, our website. More to come there. But check me out, please do. AutoWorldMedia.com. I welcome you into that garage. Please come aboard. Facebook, Mark Evans. Welcome you over to Auto World Radio Facebook. We're going to come right back. I'm going to grab some more popcorn. A bit of grease. I don't have the rubber gloves on today, but we'll be right back right after this short, brief break. I'm Mark Evans, right here at the Greasy Garage Studio.
Who's going to tell you when? It's too Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Makes me Makes me get goosebumps, doesn't it? My hair's raising up on my arms right now. That's all I do is driving all the time, burning that fuel, burning electricity, just making sure those cars and trucks are running good. It feels so good to do test drives, especially after you see the smile on the customer's face, and they're smiling, and they're saying, oh, this feels so good. And the smell of the smoke off the right rear tire is even smelling better, Mark. Thank you. Hey, welcome back, folks, to Auto World. This is the third hour of Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. And, well, a lot of you have been asking me this question. Where does oil come from? Well, here's a little quick story.
Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars. The Beverly Hillbilly.
Well, there's one. That's one successful story right there, but there's the story of where oil came from. He Jed shot the ground and oil started bubbling out. Crude oil. Well, the story is there's crude oil under your feet right now. No, 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 don't to get your gun out and start shooting the back in your backyard or your front yard saying, oh, I heard it here on Auto World, all I gotta do is shoot my ground and a bubbling crude will come out. No, no, no. But yeah, our earth is full of crude oil, and it's well, that's actually where you're getting your gasoline to burn to and your furnace oil. And oil goes a long ways. The crude oil is actually there extracting wax, paraffin wax, out of the crude oil that Jed with his gun there shot the ground out back. And he missed the varmint, but he did get the oil. Well, they're extracting a little bit of paraffin wax out of there. And you know where they're putting it? In your car wax. And also in that chewing gum that you're chewing right now. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. There's the story. Well, here's a little trivia question with that. But with that, I want to just let you know that, in fact, the vehicles back in that day for the Beverly Hillbillies, oh, have been around forever. That's that story of Jed and the Clampets was their name, was supplied by the Chrysler Corporation. Automobiles have been involved with shows for many, many years, and we do sometimes. Don't we get all excited when we see Smokey and the Bandit? Oh, yeah, I got to have that Pontiac Trans Am. Well, with that said, how many of you do you remember the Beverly Hillbillies? Raise your hand. Oh, I got a whole house full here. Their hands and their arms are up and waving. They're smiling. See, that's a happy show. Rags to riches. Well, here's a trivia question for you. Let me ask you this. So how many of you wanted to buy a Beverly Hillbillies vehicle? I don't think very many of you did. They had the old, the whole family was up in the back of that thing. Well, here's a little trivia question with that. I'm going to ask you right now. Did the Beverly Hillbillies truck have a windshield? Simple. Did the Beverly Hillbillies truck have a windshield? Or, some of you across the pond listening, a windscreen? This means the same thing, windscreen, over across the pond or in the United States? A windshield. 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We're looking at it right now. We're going to share that with each and every one of you. Email or call in, and we're going to, what's your answer? Did the Beverly Hillbillies truck have a windshield? Oh, boy, I hope so. Was it Jethro and Jed in the front seat? They were going to have some bugs there in their teeth if they didn't. Or did they? I don't know. Windscreen, huh? Oh, yeah. Well, let's go into the repair email bag. Now, like I promised before the break, I'm going to reach in there. We've got an email bag full of repair questions today. And also, we've got a bag full of that question. Also, you need to get your homework answered here right now. It's the question of the month. What do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? So we're going to share some more of those with you here the third hour. But now, let's go to the auto repair bag and see what's happening. Mark, awesome show. Thank you. Listening to you up in northern Idaho on KSPT, 1400 AM. Ooh, that means it's time for a shout-out. A shout-out to our great affiliate, KSPT, 1400 AM. There's our horn up in northern Idaho. It's awesome to have you guys and up there to join us. I mean, tell you what, that's the prettiest area there is on the planet. Don't tell anybody, though. I didn't. He says, it's still cold up here, and as you call it, the white gold is still hanging around. Oh, yeah, the snow, by the way, that is. Quick question for you, Mark. Can I put a battery tender on my everyday vehicle to extend the battery life? Question mark. And which brand do you recommend, Mark? Thanks in advance. Michael in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Again, I'm going to do another shout-out to KSPT, 1400 AM, and also 105.3 FM, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Sandpoint, Ponderay, Priest River, East Hope. And everyone in between there, thank you for tuning in and listening. And Michael, thank you for bringing us Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. It is beautiful. I can smell the place right now. Coeur d'Alene, Michael, you can email us and give us a little history about Coeur d'Alene Lake. The folks back east, the Midwest, they don't realize how large that lake is and how deep it is. That's for another whole entire show. Because I know, Michael, there's boats, big boats. I've been there. I also, let's share this, Michael, real quick before we get to the battery tender question. Don't you have a floating dock up there? Oh, yes, you do. A floating dock that's a surround circle, etc. That's pretty cool. Oh, I think there's a floating golf green on Coeur d'Alene. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of history there. Anyway, Michael, you're absolutely right. And yes, your question is, can I put a battery tender on my everyday driver? Yes, you can. Absolutely. Michael, and for the folks that don't know what a battery tender is, that means that it's a little device that's mounted to your battery and has a 110 cord that you can plug into your house. And you, at that time, when you plug it into your house, it basically keeps your battery charged at all times. And they are designed not to overcharge your battery. So, and that's probably what you're wondering, Michael, on your everyday car here. It won't hurt anything by plugging it in. You do have to remember, first and foremost, to plug it in. And the worst thing that could ever happen to you, Michael, is forgetting to unplug it. So for each and every one of us, make sure you unplug it. When I come back, I want to talk a little bit more about battery tenders, because Michael wanted to know what brand I would recommend. We're going to go down that route. And then we're going to take some more of your email questions. I've got one I want to talk about, Lucas and Reslone. We'll be right back from the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has rapidly increased its COVID vaccination efforts, setting new records for the number of shots administered in each of the last 2 days. Nearly 2.9 million shots were given on Saturday. In the next few days, the CDC is expected to release guidance on activities that those who are fully vaccinated can return to. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that vaccine supplies will begin to rapidly increase. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease tells CBS's Face the Nation that even as there are enough shots to vaccinate everyone, it will still take a large effort to administer them all.
As we get more doses, which are going to be dramatically increased as we get into April and May, and as the president has said, we will have, by the end of May, enough vaccines to vaccinate everyone. we'll have to put a big push to get it into people's arms. But by that time, we're going to be doing much, much better.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bill's gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
But the band that looks so bad, 'cause I got a guarantee 500.
With a 390 in it. The Motorcraft 4-barrel. 390. Oh, it likes the gas. I mean, you had to have 5-gallon buckets to pour down the throat of that bad boy to keep it going. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. We're sitting here having some fun with you. And again, thank you for taking your time out. Answering some emails, we went into the email repair email bag this time. Yes, we have a gentleman. Let me just read it all over again, because he did also answer the question that is for the question of the week. And that is, what do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievement? Now, the repair question, he says, Mark, awesome show, thank you. Listen to you up in northern Idaho on KSPT, 1400 AM. Shout out, absolutely. He says, still cold up here, and as you call it, the white gold is still hanging around. Quick question for you, can I put a battery tender on my everyday vehicle to extend the battery life? And which brand do you recommend? Thanks in advance. That's Michael in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Michael, let me know what your address is, and I'm going to come and visit you, man. You got a boat? I'll get the boat running good if you give me a ride. Anyway, it's a beautiful area. Michael, absolutely, put it on the everyday, for all of us now. You can put it on your everyday vehicle. And what that does, you plug it into 110, and I want to remind everybody, make sure you unplug it. Maybe put a post-it note on the dash. Unplug, unplug, unplug might be the two words you put on there. I think that's one word. Okay, anyway. Because wouldn't that be something you pull out of the, you got it parked in the garage, you got it pulled, you know, the plugged in, and you pull out, and the cord's still attached, and you forget about it, and you go all the way to your work or your grocery store, and they're like, hey, did you know you had 100 feet of orange 110 extension cord behind you? What? Don't do that. Unplug it. Anyway, what that does, you can take, literally, I'm proof of that, you can take a, even on your everyday driver, you can put a battery tender on there that starts at like $20.99 up to $29.99, depends on, of course, all of our great affiliates and where you're listening at, different prices for each and every one of us in our states. Where do you get them first? AutoZone, O'Reilly's, Advanced Auto Parts, Pep Boys, Auto Parts Stores is what I'd recommend. And you'll see two or three different styles, and prices are going to be, you know, from one lower price to the higher price. And so just get the cheaper priced one, folks. It works. It just flat works, okay? If you get up to the big boy ones, that's the ones I have that cost a little bit more money, and they're parked on cars here in the Greasy Garage studio area that are sitting for quite some time. My 1916 Chevrolet has got a 6-volt system on it. Has a 6-volt battery. I like to keep that one alive, so it has a little bit more of a bigger, more expensive battery tender on it. But get the cheaper one for the everyday driver, and one that you might, a car or something that might be sitting there and you only drive it once a month. And with that said, what it does is extends the battery life. If your battery warranty is 5 years, it'll make that battery last up to 6 to 7 years. I've got one here that's lasted over 8 years over its battery life. So you do get your $29, your $30 back pretty quick, don't you? And it lasts forever. So if the battery finally decides to go bye-bye on you on the 8th year, plug it on the new battery and go another 8th year. It's just a great part you can leave and have forever. Now, Michael, what brand? The brand that I like is literally, the brand is called Battery Tender. It's green. Is the color. Makes it easy for you, Michael, and all of our other great listeners to find it. Just look for the green and the word battery tender. There's a lot of them on the market, Michael. I want to thank you for bringing that up. In fact, we need to talk with those folks about maybe sponsorship, because I can really help them out on a lot of different products they have. Okay. And Michael, you also said, P.S., auto greatest achievement, wipers. So, Michael, you're right. Wipers is your choice, and wipers is. And you say, can't see without them. There it is, folks. That's the truth right there. The truth right here from Auto World and Michael from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and that's how you do it. Michael, you're now a charter member. Absolutely. And if you would, send me your address of where you'd like me to send you some wiper blades. You heard me. I send out a little bit of car care cleaning products, but I'm going to send you some Michelin wiper blades. That's right. And they don't look like a tire, by the way. No, Michelin does. They do wiper blades throughout for each and every car out there. And so, yeah, I mean, you're going to have some Michelins. You can tell people you got Michelins on your windshield. And they're going to laugh at you because they're going to think it's tires. Oh, yeah. Coming up on the third hour here in Auto World, we're going to get to that something to do with buttons. It's the Auto World little car fact. But first and foremost, you're the star of the show here at Auto World, heard on Genesis Communications Network, folks. And again, a little housekeeping. You can reach out to me at any one point in time on Facebook. Just look for Mark Evans. You'll see me there, microphone in my face, my mouth. It's not in my mouth, it's in front of me. And you'll see a little yellow coupe there in the background. And also you can go to autoworldmedia.com. Autoworldmedia.com. Oh, yeah, like I've mentioned about Cadillac Ken. Cadillac Ken, he is the gentleman who's built the website, and he's still building, of course. And he's the Weber or the Webby. Webby or the Weber. He keeps autoworldmedia.com alive and looking good. Thank you, Cadillac Ken. Absolutely. I can't let anybody know if he drives a Cadillac or not, but he's pretty classy, and he keeps his website looking classy. So should we? Yes, we should. Let's get into the email bag of those questions. Of what? The question of the month is, what do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? I'm going to reach in there and pull one out right now. Why not? There it is. I got one. I got a good one. There it is. Almost lost it. I'm getting too excited here on Auto World. Email here, and here's one. It's great to be with you every week, Mark. Well, thank you. I'm glad you could join us. Wish we could get more hours of your show on our radio station here in Moreno Valley, California. Oh, it's time for a shout-out, Moreno Valley, California. Let's see. Shout-out to California, Moreno Valley. That is a shout-out to KMET, 1490 AM, Moreno Valley. There's our horn. Oh, yeah, everybody gets a shout-out with a horn. Hemet, Riverside, Moreno Valley, California. Good to have you along. Each and every one of you in between each one of those towns I just mentioned, you're welcome and you are involved. And that's what it's all about. It says, only takes 1 hour of our show. Would like to have more of it. Well, the way to do that is just call your radio station that you're listening to us and tell them you'd like more Auto World. It's the best way to do that. And I do appreciate you doing that. Thank you. It says, and I love it. He loves the show. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. I was wondering if you could steer me in the right direction when it comes to finding a good repair facility. I haven't had very good luck in my life with mechanics or shops. Uh-oh. Thank you. Walt, listening in Moreno Valley, California. Walt, am I in trouble? I hope not. Well, the key is, oh, by the way, Walt says his greatest auto industry achievement. Let's go with that first real quick before we let Walt know how to find a good repair shop and a good mechanic. Walt says he likes a heater. It's hard driving a car when you're frozen and cold. Absolutely, Walt. You're right. You're right. Absolutely right. And if you don't have a heater, if you do have a heater, which back in the olden days, remember the Volkswagen things? Yeah, it's called the thing. The Volkswagen thing had a heater that was up in the front. It's a Volkswagen Beetle chassis, folks. The engine was in the back, but the heater was in the front, and it burnt gasoline to keep you hot and warm. Walt, we're going to take a little short break. When we come back, get some more popcorn, maybe some M&Ms. We're going to come back and let Walt find out how to find a good mechanic. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Get that in there every week, you know. Absolutely. Welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio. Hope your ding-dong's doing good there in your car and all, and your heater's working. What? Because if your heater's not working, your air conditioner's probably not working. Well, you're with Mark Evans. I'm Mark Evans, your host of Auto World. Good to be with you each and every week and every hour that you join me. And if you can't join us this hour, or if you'd like to, I want to do a shout-out to your friends out there and your relatives. Holler at your relatives, holler at your friends, get them to join along, because there is information, and, oh yeah, there's a few gifts. You might even get, like Michael's getting some Michelin wiper blades thrown on his windshield. Oh yeah, I won't throw them to him, I'm going to ship them to him. He'll have to pay for the shipping, of course. No, he won't. No, we cover everything. It's just delivered right to your address, so Michael, make sure that you get that email address over to me. Email it to me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, I want to get and help Walt. Walt's listening up in Moreno Valley, California, on our great affiliate there, KMET, 1490 AM in California. And with that, Mitch is the general manager and program director of that station. Mitch, shout out to you. Thank you for taking Auto World. So Walt could get his question answered. And his question is, says, Mark, I was wondering if you could steer me in the right direction when it comes to finding a good repair facility. I haven't had very good luck in my life with mechanics or shops. Thank you, Walt, listening in Moreno Valley, California. And Walt, and he also says in a question of the month, which is, what do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? And Walt says, is a heater. So with that, did you know, everybody, a little trivia, let me throw some trivia in there on that. 1936, defrosters start to appear on automobiles. Ah, thank you, Walt. Because, see, that's when you got to have a heater to have a defroster. You hate to have the frost or the fog. Fog on the inside, frost on the outside. You need a heater, need a defroster. Back in 1936. Okay, Walt, to find a good mechanic, let's first start with the little blue star, ASE. The ASE letters will be in the middle of the star, and that stands for Automotive Service Excellence. Make sure they're certified in the job that you think you need done. Brakes, you need to be certified. Air conditioning, heat, Yes, certification. There's a certification under the ASC logo. Look for that sign in front of their shop. And then, well, little secret, don't tell anybody at all, okay, just you and I. Just make sure this is just you and I that we know this. Go in and if you can, maybe park in the parking lot out in the far parking lot of that that automotive shop that you found. You see they're flying that sign there, ASC, little blue star. Good. Park way out and kind of walk. Well, don't tell anybody though, okay? Just kind of walk in front of the shop bay doors that are open. Hopefully it's warm weather. You're in California, see? It's warm weather. They got the shop doors open. And as you walk through and across on the outside, don't go in the shop though, Walt. You're going to go to the office. Don't go directly to the office, so I want you to do a little tour in front of the shop doors. And look in there, Walt. Look to see how big the toolboxes are. The toolboxes today are not only red, but they're fluorescent yellow, fluorescent green, fluorescent blue, pink. That's right, folks, pink toolboxes. Look and see how big the toolboxes are, Walt. You'll find out that the toolboxes, the bigger they are, the more they've been in the business. And the more serious they are about fixing your car. Then walk in and say, hey, hi, are you guys certified? And I think I need brakes. You certified in brakes? And you'll see, they'll say, well, yeah. And a good, great shop will take you over to the wall. They'll be flying the certifications with being proud to fly those certifications while in the waiting room where you're going to be sitting as a customer. And they'll take you over there. Yeah, I've got three technicians that are certified in brakes, Walt. Or I've got one. Here's a certification. Walt, I just found you a good shop, didn't I? No, you did all the leg work. You walked in front of those shop bay doors. Oh, Walt, I know you're saying. Some other people are shaking their head here in the first row. Ah, the shop doors are closed in my area. It's wintertime. I can't see the tools. See if you can get a personal tour through the shop. Oh, yes, you possibly, and you know you. Yes, you can. Look for tools, lifts, very unique tools. You might not know what they're called, like transmission jacks and big, tall jack stands, but look for the tools. It'll scare you if you walked into my greasy garage shop. The amount of tools over the years I've collected, the cost of the money it takes to get them, but that's how you do it. Well, thank you from Marina Valley, California, for tuning in and bringing us out. And that's you just helped a lot of people find a good shop and a good mechanic, period. That's all there is to it. Hey, don't get kind of scared if you see a mechanic with clean hands either, by the way, because we do wear gloves today, so we don't have grease on them, oils on them, transmission fluid on them, brake clean. Oh, that stings. Ask them to take their gloves off while you're doing this personal tour. Can I look at your hand or hands? Uh-oh. If you could see the calluses on my hand, you'd go, ooh. This guy's been working on transmissions all his life. See, there's another tip. That's how you do it. Good to be along with you there in Moreno Valley, California. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. And I'm glad you said something about having a heater. Hey, let's go. We got time again. Let's go into the email bag and find out the question. I'm going into the question bag, and that question is, again, what do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? And I've got one here now. Let's read it. Got a couple. Why not? Let's do this one here. Mark, absolutely. Let's see here. Mark, absolutely. The people are the auto industry's greatest achievement. I do not work in the industry, but I tip my hat to all that do, including you and all the other people who keep the vehicles running after they are made and on the road for several miles. Al, being with you every week on KPKK 101.1 FM. Margolosa, Nevada. In Nevada. Oh, you're west of Las Wages. Al, thank you. You're absolutely right. Let's do a shout-out. Shout-out. Shout-out to KPKK 101.1 FM, Nevada. Thank you. I do appreciate it, Al. You're right. It is the people. And thank you for tipping your hat to me and all the technicians and the mechanics. Because you're right. I forget that it does, you know, we all of us do that are in the automotive industry. Maybe I don't build the cars. I don't work at the factory. But you do build them for all of us, all of you folks that do that in Midwest, back east, etc. and in California and all the states, thank you, like Al says. And Al, absolutely thank you for tipping your hat to not only the people that make the cars, but all of us that keep the cars up and running for the people that need them up and running. Because that's a lost art anymore of being a mechanic and technician. The young kids are kind of saying, I don't want to do that anymore. It's hard work. Al, thanks. And hey, by the way, Al, send me an email address and I'll send you out some good gifts and all, and cleaning inside, outside, and all that of your automobile. Al, share with us your what kind of car and truck, and we'll get some goodies out to you. And I'm running, basically, the garage door's starting to come down. And, you know, with that, folks, again, I want you to make sure that, now, again, this is homework for the whole month. Send it to me. The question is, what do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? What is your favorite thing? Let's think of it that way, that you really, really do believe is the good and the best thing there is out there. I've got, again, Trey emailed me, a charter member. I don't have time. Trey, we're going to talk about this, though, next week. I've got an additive we want to put in his transmission to keep it alive. Oh, poor Trey, he's got a, from Southern Illinois, he's got a vehicle that's got over 330,000 miles on it, and he's got some transmission problems. Thanks for joining me, folks. I'm Mark Evans, right here from the Greasy Garage Studio.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a FilmWise presentation.
And also a Loose Nut production right here.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.